This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Spotify, you sign up and click on the songs you want to hear. It's the number one music streaming company, and its stock trades publicly for the first time tomorrow. About half of Spotify's 160 million users are paid subscribers. The company is looking forward to all this stockholder money instead of borrowing, Marketplace's Renata Sego explains.
Over the past decade, Spotify's made millions of songs easily accessible and thousands of playlists customizable. The company's ahead in the race to monetize digital music consumption. But there's a catch. Music industry analyst Bob Lefsetz.
The more money they make, the more money they have to pay out.
Spotify raked in $4.9 billion last year, but nearly 80% of that went to record labels and publishers for royalties. Last year, Spotify worked out licensing deals to pay Sony, Warner, and Universal Music Group slightly lower percentages, and it'll be years before Spotify can renegotiate.
These companies have to survive, and they have to say yes, too.
To succeed, Spotify can't count on content getting cheaper. Sarona Elton heads the music business program at the University of Miami.
Ultimately, they're going to have to lower their other costs, marketing costs, overhead costs.
So Wall Street is watching as the Spotify IPO launches to a familiar chorus. It must be the money. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.